From Hollywood, California to the Nevada desert, it's time for Hoot Gibson, Vegas Cowboy. Today's episode, Hoot Gibson's Big Score.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here at the Sands Hotel and Casino, we present to you Mr. Warmth, Don Rickles.
Thank you, everyone. I want to say it's a thrill to be back performing at the Sands Casino. Very exciting time. They're shooting a picture here. It's called Ocean's 11. I have no idea what that means. I guess you'll have to see the picture to find out. You're welcome, Frank. Speaking of which, we got some real star power from the picture right here in the audience tonight. There's Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. right over there. Dino, I appreciate you getting me this gig.
I say this from the bottom of my heart. I never liked you. And Sammy,
good to see you again.
Hey, no, over here. I'm right over here. It's a glass eye, folks. It's not real. Can't see so good. And Mr. Chairman of the Board himself, Frank Sinatra. Frankie, let me make you feel at home. Frankie came up to me before the show at dinner, you know. He came to pay his respects. I look up and say, can't you see I'm eating here, Frank?
Now, hold on a minute. Who's that you got with your boys there at the table? He's got a cowboy hat and spurs. Call the hospital. It's an escaped mental patient. Did I just wander in from Tombstone? Are you the ghost of the Nevada desert? Am I having a stroke?
It's Hoot Gibson.
Hoot Gibson? The actor? The last picture you made was before I was born. This guy was probably riding the trail with Wyatt Earp. A real legend here, ladies and gentlemen. From the land that time forgot.
We make talking pictures now, Hoot.
Sorry, Fred, I can't hear you, partner.
That's all color and movement for him. All right, moving on. You there. Hey, hockey puck.
All right, where to, gents? Atomic Liquors, the Golden Steer, or the Golden Gate?
Sounds like a plan, Frankie.
Wait, which one, Sammy?
What do you mean, which one? You heard the man. Let's get triple blitzed.
How about you, Hoot? You coming with us?
Oh, you fellas go on ahead. I had a great time shooting the picture, and I love telling stories, but I have to get back to work in the morning.
What do you mean, back to work? Where are you working, on the range?
Oh, Dino.
But seriously, you're not working on the range, are you?
Nah, Dean, I'm working over at the New Frontier Hotel. They call me a celebrity greeter.
Seriously, babe? Wasn't that called The Last Frontier back in the day? Isn't that the place you rescued Sophie from some knife-wielding maniac named Tom?
I reckon that maniac was her soon-to-be ex-husband.
Wait, and wasn't that also connected to the old Western Village from the very first story you told us tonight?
Bingo, Dino. I used to do shows there, too. Rope tricks, rodeo, trick shooting, more rope tricks. That Western Village is long gone, and, well, times change, fellas. Thanks for the offer. I'll see you on down the trail.
You need anything, Hoot. And we mean anything. You give us a call, all right?
Yeah, that's
Hoot.
Right.
Don't you hesitate, Hoot.
We'll see you around, Hoot.
Good morning, folks. Welcome to the New Frontier Hotel and Casino. It's the casino that won the West.
That sounded pretty good. Okay.
Oh, howdy, folks. We've got a special promotion today. All proceeds go to save the local orphanage. Orphans are doing fine, but the structural integrity of the orphanage itself is near crumbling. Come on in to help a worthy cause.
Yeah, pretty good. Oh, look at these two fellas coming up. All business, these two. Now, let me see if I can turn their frowns upside down. Ouch! These knuckles ain't as youthful as they used to be.
Howdy, fellas. Welcome to...
Get out of the way. We're busy, cowboy.
Have a very lucky day.
I wonder...
What? A robbery! Whoa, here they come!
Out of the way!
Oh, they're getting away! Get my rope! Oh, too slow. Darn these aged knuckles!
Those two men stole the money for the orphanage! Help!
Well, that really chaps my hide.
We heard about what happened at the New Frontier. Terrible news. All those orphans.
Well, actually, it was for the building. The orphans are fine.
Well, children are the future, and those children need a building to future under, babe. Somebody should really stick it to those dirty hoods.
That's why I called you all. Thought maybe you might know who did it.
Was it the Chicago crew, Frankie?
It's not the Chicago crew.
How do you know?
I just, No, if you catch my drift.
Huh?
It gets around, if you know what I mean.
I'm still not 100% on how you can be so sure about that.
Look, Hoot, these two thugs are a couple of rogue agents. Maybe in from Kansas City. Who knows? They come out here and want to muscle in on some action. They see an open briefcase full of cash on display. It's for the orphans.
Orphanage.
Whatever. So they decide to take it. But now, they don't know where to take it. They can't make a move. Everybody's watching. Who would do such a dumb thing?
These two knuckleheads, that's who.
Well, I got a plan, fellas.
What do you mean, babe?
I mean, they stole the money. We should steal it back.
You know, when they told me the idea for this Ocean's 11 racket, I said, forget the picture, let's do the job. And now here we are, about to do the job. But this time, it's for a good cause.
Yeah, for the orphanage.
So if we know who did it, let's call the lawmen. They robbed a casino. Let's call the federal marshals. Isn't Peter Lawford cousins with Jack and Bobby Kennedy? They're heading to the White House now.
No. Listen, maybe not. We'd rather not. It would be undue attention and difficult for all parties. No, fellas, I'm afraid we're on our own for this one.
All right, then. We need a new plan. Frank, you should lead this. You're the chairman of the board.
No, Hoot. It's you. This is your job. We're backing you up.
We've got a new non-profit organization here.
So what do we do? I'm good at singing.
You be the entertainment. I'll be the lookout.
This guy's gonna be the lookout. That's rich. He can barely look.
Hey, watch it there, drunkie.
Seriously, though. Anything you need, Hoot. We're in this together.
Well, all right, fellas. Mighty glad to have you. Mighty glad. Now we're gonna need a name for this new outfit. What shall we call it? I got it. With the Western theme, we can call ourselves the Rat Posse.
Horrible.
That kind of makes me think of the
should
play.
Stick with the Rat Pack.
Well, all right. Rat Pack, it'll stay. Next order of business is finding these outlaws. Now, we've got two fellas, new in town, laying low, but they're getting bored. Where do they hole up?
The Desert Inn. God, I hate the desert. Too hot, too dry, too sandy.
That's what a desert is.
Precisely. I can't wait to get back to all that nice snow in Kansas City. Warm fireplace. At least there they got seasons.
Yeah, and it's gonna be some Christmas, all right, this year. At least for us.
We gotta get out of this town, though. I'm starting to go stir crazy. All this money's burning a hole in my pocket.
No, I think those lit matches are.
Whoa. Forgot about those. I gotta stop looking for my keys like that. See, we gotta get out of this place. I'm burning up here.
We can't get out of town till Thursday. We still gotta lay low. Remember, they're checking vehicles on the road out of town.
But it's only Tuesday. Let's at least go play the tables. Please, oh please, can we play the tables? Please, pretty please, with money on top?
And draw attention to ourselves? Where'd you get all that money, boys? Oh, we got a couple of big spenders here. Are you those criminals we've been hearing so much about? No, thank you. We're staying right here. Drink your soda.
Excuse me, is this seat taken, boys?
No, miss.
Wait a minute. You look familiar.
Angie Dickinson.
The actress?
The very one. May I?
Please?
Thank you. Hey, got a light?
Here you go, Miss Dickinson.
Huh, something burning here, boys?
My pants got on fire a little bit.
Well, cool it down there, will ya? You're running too hot. I'm in town shooting a picture, so I thought I'd stop by the Desert Inn. I love this place, don't you, boys?
Oh, yeah, Angie, we love it here. You can't get enough of this place. It's hot, it's dry, they got sand everywhere.
It has its charms.
I have to say, you fellas look a little bored.
We are bored. We ain't got nothing to do here.
We're fine, thank you. Just taking in the scenery.
Oh, I'll say, I'm soaking up the scenery right now.
Please excuse my associate here. At times, he can be, how do I put it, horrible and objectifying.
Oh, it's quite all right. Boredom will do that to a fella. Say, why don't you boys join me tomorrow night as my guests? My pals Frankie, Dean, and Sammy are performing in a little show at the Copa Room over at the Sands.
You mean Frank Sinatra?
And Dean Martin? And Sammy Davis Jr.? America's consummate entertainers playing in town tomorrow night?
Of course they are. It's Las Vegas. So, do we have a date?
Well, have to see about our plans.
Oh, look at that. Just check the plans.
What?
Yeah, we're all good. No plans. I would not miss it for the world.
I thought so, boys.
Shall we, Miss Dickinson?
It's only 2 p.m. And remember, I said the show is tomorrow night. Remember?
Right. You're very smart, Angie.
I didn't even get your names.
Yeah, I'm, Travis.
Now that is a funny joke, Salazar. See, Salazar is very... Oh, watch it, will ya? And I'm Mo. Ow! Ow! I am Mo. Ow!
Okay, see you at the club, fellas.
We'll try and make it.
See that you do.
Wow-wee! Angie Dickinson, the most beautiful dame in all of Hollywood, inviting us, a couple of schmoes, as a personal guest to see the show with the Rat Pack!
You knucklehead! Giving her our real names? And there's one more problem, Einstein.
And what's that?
Who's gonna watch the money?
You worry too much.
You should start worrying a little more. I'm nervous.
Not me. I'm excited.
I'm nervous. Do me a favor, will you? Go back to the room and check on the briefcase.
Do I gotta?
If you don't want a punch in the nose, you gotta.
All right.
And put out that pocket fire, numbskull. Stop fiddling with your keys like that.
Desert Inn. One moment. Hoot Gibson?
That's me, partner.
Why am I not surprised?
Yeah? He's on the way? Thanks, Angie.
Wowee. Angie Dickinson. She's even prettier in person. Like a real-life angel with eyelashes instead of wings.
There he goes. He's so dadgum Twitter-pated, he doesn't even notice me.
I wonder if she's seeing anybody. I'm a rich man now. I can take her out to all the fancy restaurants with all the fancy after-dinner mints. Ladies love mints.
You low-down cowardly thief. Fixing to date Hollywood actress Angie Dickinson with your ill-gotten orphan money.
Ah, here we are. Room 109. My room, where the briefcase is.
Room 109. Thanks, fella. Mighty handy to know.
And so I told her if she doesn't stop shaving them, then she's going to have
okay.
to do all of them.
Right. Right. Attention.
And I won $50 that week.
Attention. Calling the strategy meeting to order here in the Sands Hotel dressing room turned war room. And now, here's General Hoot Gibson.
Oh, thanks, Sammy. At ease, soldier. Now, is everything in place for tonight?
Ready as I'll ever be.
What he said.
I'm ready.
What am I doing again?
Dino!
All right, I'm joking around. I can remember what to do. Probably.
We've got just one chance to get this right. Otherwise, they're on the road back to Kansas City first thing in the morning.
Let's not screw it up.
Oh, good idea, Dino.
Thanks. Wait, are you being sarcastic?
Was that the best you could come up with just now?
Yes.
Then yes. Yes, I was.
Can you hear me, babe? I'm at the coat check out front. The Eagles have landed. The Eagles have landed.
You there, fella. Take our coats, will you?
Hold up a minute. This guy looks like...
I don't care if it's Sammy Davis Jr. here. Please take our coats.
But Salazar, I think this is...
Will you take my coat, please?
Gentlemen, let me get your coat.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to get some service around this place.
And right this way to your table.
I hope you clean their clocks, but good, Hoot Gibson.
Ladies and gentlemen, here at the Cobra Room at the Sands Hotel and Casino, it's the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra.
Room 109, one, pow, oh, pow, nine, here it is. Okay, now what do I do with this lockpicker thingy? Do I put it in like a key or... Nope, that ain't it.
Sir, what seems to be the trouble?
Oh,
my God, it's Dean Martin!
Yeah, that's right, kid. I seem to be locked out of my hotel room.
Oh, I'm happy to help you, sir. Happy to help you, Mr. Martin.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Billy, it's Billy, sir. Billy the bellboy. Billy Jensen, I am a big fan.
You don't say.
Can I get you anything at all? Champagne? Room service? You want your shoe shines? Oh, sir, do you need more pomade?
No, thank you. I just need this briefcase right here. Let's just see if it has a... Looks like everything's in order, luggage-wise.
Oh, my God, that is a lot of money.
Here you go, kid. I have a few bills. What are you standing there for? What's the deal here?
Could I also, get an autograph, please?
Okay, kid. Here you go.
Holy smokes. I can't wait to show the chambermaids.
Where's Angie? Was she putting us on?
She'll be here. She likes us. I'm a great judge of character. Like the other day, I didn't give this hobo a nickel because I knew he was going to buy scotch with it.
Now, I'm starting to think this was a bad idea. Let's get back to the hotel.
Ah, there you are, fellas. Just in time, I see.
Duh. Hi, Angie.
Did you just start a sentence with duh?
Duh. I don't think so.
Oh, why don't you stay a while, boys? The headliners are all coming up.
And now, the comedy stylings of Mr. Don Rickles.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, folks. I wish I could say it's a pleasure to be here, but I'm sick of you all. Now, would you look at these two over here? Together, they make one full nobody.
Hey, wait. I think he's talking about us.
Not about you, dum-dum. I'm talking to you, Mr. Genius Brain, and his sorry-looking wife.
He better watch who he calls sorry-looking and wife.
Ow, shut it. Angie, why are you hanging out with these palookas? Angie Dickinson, ladies and gentlemen. You're too good for these no-goodness. Hot tip. These guys are the worst.
Just what are you insinuating, fella?
Nothing. But your friend's incinerating his pocket.
Oh, God, not again, not again. Now I spilled my drink. At least the fire's out. But now my pants are wet.
You gonna buy another drink there, fella? With your stolen orphan money, huh?
That's not remotely true.
Yeah, it was from an orphanage, not orphans. Big difference.
You nitwit.
You steal from orphans, huh? You big fat gorilla head? Look at him. Check his knuckles. All bruised from dragging on the floor all day. Am I right?
Well, you can't prove nothing.
But I can.
Dean Martin!
Here it is, boys, straight from your hotel room. The stolen orphanage money from the New Frontier Casino. Your goose is cooked, boys.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, no, you don't. Rope trick! Just hold your horses there, fellas. Now you're tied up.
Let us go!
No.
That was worth the shot.
Stealing money for the orphanage, and by extension, the orphans. That's just low.
Angie, you don't believe this rodeo clown, do you?
Aw, fellas.
Oh.
You disgust me.
Angie, baby, I thought we had a future.
Lower than low.
We would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for you, Angie, and the Rat Pack, and just who are you anyway, cowboy?
Ladies and gentlemen, here to save the buildings of parentless children, the hero of Las Vegas, cowboy superstar, Hoot Gibson!
Thank you, Hoot.
Yeah, Hoot, you're great. I'm going to use that as an expression. If someone's good, I'm going to say that they're a hoot.
We're just going to say it was all part of the act. Good publicity for the orphanage. And we don't want to draw undue attention to the casino business.
That's a pretty elaborate tall tale, but if anyone can pull it off, I reckon you can.
Gotta keep sending a message to the tourists. Your money's safe in Vegas.
Well, it's sort of safe.
Hey, if you decide to lose your shirt at the table, Mr. John Q. Public, that's on you. You know what I mean?
That all makes good horse sense, I reckon.
And as for those two palookas, they'll be sent back home to Kansas City with a message to anyone that tries to muscle in or engage in dirty tricks. And maybe a black eye or four.
Well, we did it. One last ride. One big score. Feels pretty good.
Yes, it does. Hoot, here's a little something for you.
A rumpled wad of bills? Oh, I couldn't take this.
Sorry, I grabbed them too haphazardly.
No, it's orphanage money.
No, Hoot, don't you get it? This is from me and the boys.
Orphan boys?
Rat Pack boys. Or should I say, Rat Posse boys. God, take it.
Thank you kindly, Frank. I could really use it.
I know, Hoot.
Thanks again, Frank.
Thank you, Hoot. All right, there's a little after party just waiting for us. Shall we?
We shall.
What are you drinking?
Sarsaparilla, fellow Rat Posse partner.
Ah, Hoot, you're killing me. But yeah, no, that was a one-time thing.
We'll see about that.
Hoot Gibson, Vegas Cowboy. Written and directed by Eric Martin and Justin Michael.
Starring Andy Daly as Hoot Gibson, Matt Corley as Frank Sinatra, Jeremy Carter as Dean Martin, Baron Vaughn as Sammy Davis Jr.
Special guest stars Rachel Bloom as Angie Dickinson, John Gabris as Moe, James Urbaniak as Salazar, Dana Snyder as Don Rickles, and Jessica McKenna as Billy the Bellboy.
And featuring Marissa Strickland as the casino woman, Jen Goldberg as the hotel clerk, Eric Martin as the maitre d' and as the announcer.
Sound design by Patrick Jansen. Music by Casey Trela. Edited by Eric Martin. Recorded by Ryan Connor, Stephen Colon, and Eric Martin.
Special thanks to David G. Schwartz and UNLV's Center for Gaming Research. Executive producer, Andrew Porter.
This is a Howl Original production.
And hey, that's our show, folks. But it doesn't have to end here, because next week, a whole new adventure begins.
James Urbaniak and Bree Williams have created an all-new original series, and its name? A Night Called Tomorrow. In this new show, there are some pretty amazing guest stars. You'll actually hear many of our cast members from Hoot Gibson Vegas Cowboy, including me. You'll hear me playing the announcer. So this show, it's a lot of fun, and it is a great reason to stay tuned in to all the original programming here at Howl. So now, here is a special sneak peek at A Night Called Tomorrow.
We're following up on some rumors that you were involved in a group up in the Hollywood Hills. End of 57, beginning of 58, somewhere around there.
Well, I was involved in lots of groups, organizations, charities.
Well, this group was waiting for an alien spacecraft to take them to another star system.
No, I don't recall any group like that.
Happy New Year. We have much more to celebrate than 1958, don't we? We stand on the precipice of space and time. The future is ours.
I don't think I'm really the outer space type.
I know the voyage is a fairy tale.
Adapt or die.
Bring the O'Connor class up front.
Let's go, Arch.
Hands off me.
There's a boy.
Farewell forever.
This place is two cities. One that's glitz and flash, and one that's dark and evil.
People don't just disappear.
Is that a body slumped in the driver's seat?
I am a communist.
We have been betrayed and have no choice but to amputate the cancer of betrayal.
How's 1958 treating you so far?
Look at that sunset.
Beautiful.
I love dusk in L.A. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Would you?
I can live anywhere.
You know what? I can think of a million places I'd rather live, too. I've just gotten so used to everyone talking about sunshine, palm trees, the ocean, mountains.
Well, what's wrong with those?
It's all just fancy scenery, dressing up a cheap picture. You know what? I've changed my mind. This sunset can go straight to hell.
James Urbaniak.
Sputnik burned up.
Asher Parsons.
We're helping that girl.
Andy Richter.
No one fucks with our destiny.
Lauren Lapkus.
How marvelous.
Kimmy Gatewood.
A cab will cost you $3.
Aaron Vaughn. You're not a reporter, are you? Josh Fadem.
Well, Slim, what now?
Molly Quinn.
Having fun, boys?
Kent Osborne.
Everyone freeze! You're surrounded!
Haley Huntley.
I just adore crime.
Betsy Sodaro.
Monsters.
And weird, Al Yankovic.
Welcome to the future, Arch. Stick around a while.
In A Night Called Tomorrow by James Urbaniak and Bree Williams. Produced by Mark McConville and James Urbaniak. A 10-episode series premiering this fall on Howl.